Audio Bible, Isaiah, chapter 44. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. This is the word of the Lord, your Maker, who formed you from the womb and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and currents on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They will sprout among the grass like willows by flowing streams. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. And still another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and will take the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King and Redeemer of Israel, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God but me. Who then is like me? Let him say so. Let him declare his case before me, since I established an ancient people. Let him foretell the things to come and what is to take place. Do not tremble or fear. Have I not told you and declared it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God but me? There is no other rock. I know not one. All makers of idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. Their witnesses fail to see or comprehend, so they are put to shame. Who fashions a god or casts an idol which profits him nothing? Behold, all his companions will be put to shame, for the craftsmen themselves are only human. Let them all assemble and take their stand. They will all be brought to terror and shame. The blacksmith takes a tool and labors over the coals. He fashions an idol with hammers and forges it with his strong arms. Yet he grows hungry and loses his strength. He fails to drink water and grows faint. The woodworker extends a measuring line. He marks it out with a stylus. He shapes it with chisels and outlines it with a compass. He fashions it in the likeness of man, like man in all his glory, that it may dwell in a shrine. He cuts down cedars or retrieves a cypress or oak. He lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a laurel, and the rain makes it grow. It serves as fuel for man. He takes some of it to warm himself, and he kindles a fire and bakes his bread. He also fashions it into a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. He burns half of it in the fire, and he roasts meat on that half. He eats the roast and is satisfied. Indeed, he warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm. I see the fire." From the rest, he makes a god, his graven image. He bows down to it and worships. He prays to it and says, "Save me, for you are my God." They do not comprehend or discern, for he has shut their eyes so they cannot see, and closed their minds so they cannot understand. And no one considers in his heart. No one has the knowledge or insight to say, "I burned half of it in the fire, and I baked bread on its coals. I roasted meat, and I ate. Shall I make something detestable with the rest of it? Shall I bow down to a block of wood?" He feeds on ashes. His deluded heart has led him astray, and he cannot deliver himself or say, "Is not this thing in my right hand a lie?" Remember these things, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I have made you, and you are my servant. O Israel, I will never forget you. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, O depths of the earth. Break forth in song, O mountains, you forests and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and revealed his glory in Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who by myself spread out the earth, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who confounds the wise and turns their knowledge into nonsense, who confirms the message of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, "She will be inhabited," and of the cities of Judah, "They will be rebuilt, and I will restore their ruins," who says to the depths of the sea, "Be dry, and I will dry up your currents," who says of Cyrus, "My shepherd will fulfill all that I desire," who says of Jerusalem, "She will be rebuilt," and of the temple, "Let its foundation be laid."